Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yeah, it's time for Potawatomi Pals. I think we've got Zach from Otipoti Radio 1 on the line.
You sure do got Zach from Otipoti Dunedin on the line. And folks here in Otipoti Dunedin, we got Rosetta and Millie from Tamaki Magono on the line.
Good morning,
Dunedin.
Good morning, Tamaki Magono. Y'all are full of energy today.
We got on the line and we were all like, what's up? And Zach was like, I'm tired.
Hello. I'm sleepy.
Oh, it's just been a bit of a cooked week, eh? I'm starting to sort of plan a move.
Oh my God.
Out of Otipoti. So big life stuff happening at the
moment.
How's that?
And it's, yeah, girls, it's got to happen. It's got to happen at some point. That's been taking up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, been chilling out otherwise. Been trying to, like, you know, maximize my social times, which is real good.
Okay, so we're social maxing. Excellent.
We're social maxing. Socially mogging. I'm social pilled.
I don't even understand half of the words you guys just said.
I'm really proud of Zach for
that
spiel. We are full of beans. It's a big day up here in Tamaki. We've got our Be Rave, the fourth edition, and we are getting geared up for one hell of a night of dancing.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good cunny cunny. We've got a fat lineup of BFM DJs.
Rosetta's on the lineup.
I am. I'm opening with my good mate Nick, who does Tuesday Drive as co-governance.
That's a great name. That's such a good name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then we got Stinky Jim is doing a set as well, which is pretty freaking iconic. Ngaru and Babyface Killer are going back to back, which is going to be awesome. I'm very excited for that. I'm also very excited Porcelain and Prose are going back-to-back as well, and I think that's going to end things on a high. So it's just going to be straight dancing.
Mm-hmm.
For how long? What's the runtime on this rave?
Kicks off at 10, and then I think the last set is scheduled for 2, but look, that could turn into 4.
Yeah, we'll just see how we go. We'll just see how we go, but BFM listeners and anyone else in Tamaki at the moment can find the set times via Instagram on the BFM page.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. And I like that there's sort of a pun there with be rave, to be brave on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We are
good spotting.
The bravest soldiers.
I'm really smart.
You are really smart, Zach.
Oh my God. I'm media literate.
Yes.
Oh man. That sounds like a lot of fun. We have some pretty awesome events down here. We have a, okay, this is kind of funny. We have a Buddha Center basement fundraising garage sale, which is super exciting. That's so cool. But we do have Marsha and Velveteen coming down from Otatahi Christchurch to play a show tomorrow at one of our awesome, kind of newer venues called Pearl Diver. And it doubles as like a really, really cool bar. They do awesome pizza and they put on tons of great shows. It's probably my favorite venue in town at the moment. And it's also allowed like a lot of all ages gigs to happen. They've got a very unique license, so they can, you know, sell alcohol and have all ages gigs, which is just dope.
That's exactly awesome. I have heard awesome things about Pearl Diver, so I hope to make it down for a gig one day.
I hope to make it down for a gig one day.
now that she's a DJ and musician.
That's enough. In the Zoom.
What's like the spirit of Tamaki Makoto right now?
Are things spirits getting pretty high?
Pretty political, because I've noticed like we had O Week the other week and there were the politicians just crawling over campus.
I feel like there's lots happening. People are pretty ramped up. I feel like we're well and truly in the swing of election year. And you know, being a big town centre, city centre, there's a lot on people's minds, both on a sort of local politics level but also on a larger scale going into election year. So I feel like people are feeling ramped up and motivated. There's so much on as well. We've got the arts festival has kicked off yesterday, so lots of really awesome theatre happening. just announced stuff like Comedy Fest kicks off in May, I believe. Mm. We've got Strange Universe Autumn Edition is well and truly in the swing of things.
Yeah, have you heard about that?
I've not heard about any of
this. Oh my gosh. Okay, Strange Universe. Oh my gosh. Let me give you the rundown, Zach.
Okay, please.
Strange Universe is like this big run of gigs all through March. And it's like tomorrow night I'm going to The Bats and Half Sister. They're playing at the Hollywood. But you could also go to like Nabiha Iqbal doing a DJ set. Mm. Ty Segall's coming with Guitar Wolf.
Yo.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I went to Smurs on Wednesday.
I'm green with jealous rage right now.
Yeah, it was like all the hot girls and their bisexual boyfriends. It was awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
Lots of septum piercings there.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was actually, I think it might be one of the youngest crowds I've seen at Double Whammy, which was really exciting.
Oh, that's great.
And it was sold out and packed. So that was really cool.
Is the Fringe Fest opening pretty soon for y'all? Because it's opening, oh my gosh, next week for us down here.
The Fringe Fest?
The Fringe Fest, yeah.
I've heard a lot about the Dunedin Fringe Fest. I've heard that it goes off.
It pops off, dog. There's like comedy, there's theatre, there's like wacky science shows. Last year there was an ASMR show.
Oh my God, yes.
ASMR Fringe. Oh my God, awesome.
it's a real good time. I'm looking forward to seeing some banging shows there. But it's not happening up in Tamaki?
I actually don't know much about the Tamaki Fringe Fest. I know that the Wellington...
I like the intonation on your voice there. Well, I don't know!
I just have to say that, like, I've heard so much about Fringe Fest in other parts of, like, across the motu. Like, I was just down in Te Whanganui Atara last week and it was going off there.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I haven't heard heaps about Tamaki, but maybe I'm just out of the loop with Fringe up here.
Quite possibly.
That might be my bad entirely.
Now let's talk music. What's the sort of? I mean, you've requested a track for us. We've requested a track for you. But what have been some of the recent highlights coming out of Tamaki when it comes to music?
Oh well, I guess
so many.
We got to talk about the Earth Tongue album.
We do. Yes. We have to talk. Let's talk about Dungeon Vision.
Mm. It's pretty iconic.
So good. Oh my gosh, it rocked my socks. I don't think I've recovered. I went to the album release show in Double Whammy and, oh my gosh, it was, blew my mind. So we're super proud of them.
I wonder, does that get into like the grey zone of releases? Because technically they were in Berlin, right?
Yeah, but we claim them.
Yeah, they're ours.
Okay.
But the track we've chosen for you, this may be a little bit of grey area because Frau Knott's, I believe... I actually don't know if she's from there originally, but she's based in Taranaki. But her track Victory Dance on ZR3 has been remixed by Alma Melia, who we most definitely claim.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's just so freaking good. And, you know, you saying that you're a little bit tired and not quite woken up, I think this might just do the trick. Yeah.
Oh, I've been playing live music all morning. It's not it's not because of the music. It's just because my brain is very slow this morning. We've had some pretty awesome releases from Ōtepoti in the past wee while. If you've been seeing the SRN Top 10, Mike Shaw has been dominating the SRN Top 10 recently with his track Paper, which is really, really grimy, has some great boom bappy East Coast production. But the track that I've requested is from Def Raccoon. We've got the track Burns Like Hell, which has a lot of really fast, sort of pop-punky energy, and there's almost like a beat switch halfway through the song. It's not, you know, it's not hip-hop or electronic, but there's a rock-equivalent beat switch. There's a total mood switch about 2 minutes in, which is really exciting. And I want to touch on one really awesome band that's kind of adjacent to Def Raccoon, Seek Help. I don't know if y'all have heard, but they're opening for Foo Fighters.
Good. Oh my gosh. Seek Help. I heard them. I was listening to Radio 1 afternoon and I heard an interview with them and I immediately had to investigate.
Yeah.
And I wasn't disappointed. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's dope. And the fact that they're getting like the opportunity to play for Foo Fighters is nuts.
Yeah, sick.
That is awesome.
Oh, you guys must be so proud.
Yeah, super stoked. Super stoked for them. Especially because they're in high school.
I know. Legit.
They're marvellous. Anyway, I think that might be all the time we have on our end. We've got to chat with Ray Leslie, great Tamaki Makaurau superstar. Pretty shortly. So I might cut to this track. Do you all have any final words for our listeners?
Bye.
Oh. Bye. Wow. Okay.
Good luck with all your big life decisions.
Good luck, Zach.
And thank you. Yourself, Ehoa.
Yeah. Thanks for chatting with us.
Nah, appreciate it every time. Good luck with all those amazing gigs happening. And good luck with the rave. I hope you dance your socks off.
Sure.
We will. Bye, Dunedin. Bye, Zach.
Bye, Tamaki.
Bye. Okay, we're going to listen to Zach's track selection for us, which is Burns Like Hell from Def Raccoon. You're on BFM. And that was Parakuihi Pals.
Circulating onslaughts for a self-sabotage completed scheme. How to burn the final card that is now everything you are. I think that you are more than pixelated. Deserve lunch and breakfast. Dinner comes when we're all skin and bones. That's it, always. Are you there? Are you there? Inside.